It's a little different today. I got to set this up because it's the phone. We had weather here. I got a tropical storm and it knocked out the electricity. So I have to use the phone, but I guess that will do. And it wasn't really anything I could prepare for because it was dark and I just had my phone. Okay, so I'm just going to do something that I usually don't do, and that's I will just go forward. No, I probably won't anyway. Reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 23. Mojalila, text 189. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kandira Sahita Kala Sakala Duyare. Purna Gata Shobhe Nari Kela Amra. Sadi. At every doorstep, there were bunches of bananas. Clay pots filled with water, coconuts and mango twigs. Omegana Timurandasya, Kananjana Shalakaya, Taksur Unmalatam Yena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale. Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Si Advaita Gadadhar Sivasa Dibor Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, greetings from New Jersey. Wait one second, I think maybe. Clean off the I mentioned I'm doing it by the phone because there's no electricity since late yesterday afternoon. It's always, Queen Kunti said, Vipata Shanti Tashashvat Tata Tata Jagat Guru. Let those calamities happen again and again. I guess the story was Krishna was there because they were in trouble, and then Krishna left when the problem was solved. But she was saying, the main point is that, not that I want trouble, I want you. And if the price is trouble, I will pay for that. And a lot of times the price for Krishna is trouble, because getting Krishna consciousness means to be situated on the platform of free will, making the right choices. We're gifted with two special qualities that no other species of life has. We have choice and we have reason. And a cultured person values that more than any situation he's in, just like Queen Kunti valued Krishna more than any situation she was in. So we value our choice and our reason, because with the choice and with the reason, our decisions determine our fate, our future, even the next minute. Our decisions determine our fate or our future. So really, a cultured person wants to be on that platform. Not the platform of whim or impulse. He wants to be on the platform of reason, based on knowledge or shastra. So yeah. And somehow or other, the difficult situations impel us to that platform. And that's why God sends them. Because when the world is suitable to us, we don't reason, not impelled. Not impelled to live on the platform of consciousness. We're more impelled to live on the platform of things. We tend to think that we're happy when the right things are there, not when the right choices are there. So I can see, even with this little electricity off or anything, it somehow or other, it brings you to that more pensive platform, and that's really where spiritual life is. I you know, I was chanting this morning, what are you going to do in the dark? Anyway, I chanted quite a bit more than I was, and the clear understanding I got is it has to come from a platform of begging based on dependence. You really have to want Krishna. And sometimes when we become complacent in this world, we don't take shelter of Krishna. Anyway, let's go back to the CC and this story. Lord Chaitanya started the Sankirtan mission, Kirtan. It started in a very intimate way to relish the deepest sentiments But nonetheless, it had an influence. And people in Navadvip started to take up the chanting, especially they were visiting Lord Chaitanya. And that's what his message was. So the Muslim magistrate was, you know, I guess they go out, and a good manager, a good leader, he goes out and sees what's happening, and then he became alarmed. And because it was a dictatorship, he could do whatever he wants, and he threatened the people, and the people became very alarmed and were even thinking of leaving Navadvipa, and they came to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya became angry out of love for his devotees and love for the Supreme Lord, that someone was imposing impediments to the glorification of Krishna. And he could not tolerate that, out of love. And he decided to bring the kirtan onto the streets. And, you know, Prabhupada said this is really the first civil disobedience movement. And he brought it onto the streets and told people to make torches. Everybody became enthusiastic. Even the young children were making them, and they were bringing pots of oil to. And many, many, many people came out on the street. Lord Chaitanya gave them confidence. Faith is a very, very powerful tool. Faith is a trust. As I always say, it's a trust based on experience. So it was just so, the words of Lord Chaitanya carried so much conviction. And they had so much trust in him that they were willing to do this in this type of government. And the people took to the streets, and Lord Chaitanya began to roar. And then he organized the kirtan parties. We made that point. I always make the point that there is a relationship between management and spontaneous devotional service, because good management you don't see. And when there's bad management, that's all you see and that's all you talk about. And it creates an atmosphere of offense. And it doesn't. So Lord Chaitanya organized, because what is spontaneous devotional service? It's when there's many ways to define it, but the basic way to define it is when the impetus for your devotion comes from your attraction for it. And therefore, naturally, you'll do things nicely, even organize things nicely. But it's not done out of an obligation or a rule or a duty. It's done out of love, and ideally of your love for out of relationship. Just like if someone, a child and a mother is making their wedding, she'll try to organize it as nicely as possible. But what is the impetus for it? It's her motherly love. Or, you know, a good friend, and they're coming and you haven't seen them, and they're visiting your house and you have an extra bedroom, and you organize it very, very nicely. And organize everything very nicely. But what's the impetus? The impetus is friendship. So Lord Chaitanya organized things very, very nicely. What's the impetus? The service of Krishna and his relationship with Krishna, his mood of devotion. And then it was such an incredible sight because at night there's no electricity. So the torches stood out. And not only the torches, but the level of the kirtan. That perfect tal, that perfect rhythm entering into the deepest part of the psyches, speaking to a person's heart and encouraging them to dance. And also opening their hearts, because what this rag and tal, this rhythm and melody do, they're connected deep parts of the psyche that increase emotion. So they can be used to open the heart to Krishna, and open the heart to devotion, and then the camaraderie of people, that sense of belonging, something greater than yourself, and letting go of the limited concept of the I, which I am the center. And so it was this special feeling of bliss and a power and a confidence, because it's Krishna. When you do kirtan, even a few people in the right way, then the vibration is Krishna. It gives one such confidence. And then they started to march to the Chankazi's house. And what's being described is the decorations, the aesthetics, and I've written about this in different places, and my inspiration is from Prabhupada in the Bhagavatam, where he describes the city of Dwarka where Krishna lived, and he contrasts it to the modern cities, which Prabhupada called in the term it had alliteration of dungeons of demons. And he said how they destroy the modern world, the modern cities that don't have this aesthetic. It destroys our finer sentiments somehow, and our ability to appreciate good things becomes dulled. And the purport Prabhupada also mentioned how, where do the big leaders that exploit people live? They live out in the country in big estates. So there was an aesthetic. And I'll put in the general term of culture, which I read in one commentary and I like it so much, is that culture is the purposeful construction of the environment for the purpose of enhancing. It has an effect on the consciousness. You construct your environment to affect the consciousness, to facilitate better communication, better learning, and better relationships. So it's connected to consciousness. So part of that organization is the aesthetics, the music and the art, which has a powerful. And here there was even part of the culture, as you'll see, a way to indicate festival and increase the Mahotsava. Festival is called Mahotsava, Utsav. Utsav means enthusiasm. Ut. Enthusiasm. Ut means stretch. And the image is of a bird stretching for a worm. So that eagerness. Utsava, Maha Utsava, Mahotsava. So there's a way of, in the environment, facilitating that enthusiasm. And therefore creating auspiciousness, because the festivals were always in relationship to either some glorification of God or some samskara, some wedding or some this or that, some samskara, some impression that was healthy in the consciousness to socialize the populace and make them more pious and more receptive. Dharmasya yapa vargasya. Dharma is meant for liberation. That's mentioned in the Bhagavatam. The whole purpose of dharma, religious activities, is liberation. And the Bhagavatam commentary on that is that when you're dharma, you create a life and an environment where you're more likely to receive and respect a saintly person. You just see, I see that in Indian families. Just part of their dharma is guests. It's very Atithi Bhagavan. The guest is God. And their culture is so much to open their hearts and their homes to guests, especially saintly people. That's dharma yapa vargasya. So the whole culture is creating environment for good impressions in the consciousness and ultimately the worship of God. So now we'll have to put on our meditative hats and envision Lord Chaitanya, what that kirtan is. You can hear the madungas in exact sync and the different dancing, it will be described so attractive, and with the torches and the enthusiasm of the people, perhaps also and that enthusiasm is a little anger at the Chankazi, but confidence in Lord Chaitanya. So many emotions are swimming. And then the attraction of Lord Chaitanya and seeing Lord Chaitanya dance and hearing the kirtan. It's so powerful. And this is not just 50, 100. This has millions of people, hundreds of thousands. And I've seen this in India in small village, I saw towns, 900,000 people packed, waiting for the procession. And then, while all this emotion is going on, serving Lord Chaitanya, serving the holy name, serving the mission of Lord Chaitanya, with my family, with my friends, united as they're passing the different houses, you see bunches of bananas and clay pots filled with water. Envision them, and coconuts on the clay pots, and then mango twigs are especially good for decoration, so the mango twigs. And then people had ghee lamps hanging from their doors, and then big plates filled with yogurt and durga grass and rice paddy. It's all auspicious. Every doorstep that they passed was decorated in this way. But no one knew who had done this. Anyway, this is Leela. This is the Lord's pastime. And what Leela means is, as it says in the Bhagavad Gita, I think in the 10th chapter, God's determination is an absolute fact. So God wills Leela, and when he wills the pastimes, then we can be assured that everything is there to support the worship of the holy name. Everything is there. So every doorstep. In their ecstasy, the men and women chanted with the Lord, who chanted with the Lord, did not know who else was present there. So this is chanting in a very high state. And the Yoga Sutras, when they describe Ashtanga Yoga, they have the two top levels are the seventh level is Jhana and Samadhi. Dhyana is described like when you pour some oil. There's no space in between it. So that's meditation on the stage of Dhyana. You're just focused on that object of meditation. The stage of Samadhi is that level of absorption with the addition that you're not cognizant that there's anything outside of you. It's just a deeper meditation, just so subtle. In Dhyana, you're meditating on that object. You're not thinking of anything else, but you are cognizant that you're in a particular environment. The stage of Samadhi, you lose that cognizance. So it seems that all these people filled in ecstasy, they just didn't know who else was there. The thieves thought, this is a golden opportunity. Today we'll steal from each and every house. So, you know, in every society, to one degree or another, in the material world, there are different classes of people with different levels of karma. And then there are thieves who obviously are not yogis, because the first principle of yoga is niyam. You control the mind in relationship to others. So you have to have non-stealing or non-possessiveness. That's why ahimsa is the first principle and the most important principle of yoga, because yoga means to control the mind. And the first thing you have to do is control the mind in relationship to others, at least to the extent that you're not violent or harm people, not just physically or with your words. If you don't come to that platform, you really can't begin yoga. So ahimsa is the first platform. And then there's truthfulness and there's non-stealing. So these are not yogis. These are not virtuous people. And that'll be there. And when there was opportunity, because they're not inhibited by any sense of consciousness or dharma, when the opportunity is there, they will steal. So this is what the thieves have planned. Ultimately, the thieves forgot their own plans, and nothing other than the names of Hari was heard from their mouths. So I guess this was just so powerful, you had to take notice. So powerful, you had to take notice. And ultimately, there's some effect. Bhakti begins with appreciation, Shraddha. And as soon as there's appreciation, and I I've used this many times, this quote by Voltaire, that which you appreciate but gradually belongs to you. So it was such a scene. It was such a scene out there with the hundreds of thousands, no, who knows how many people, and the torches and the kirtan and the beautiful dancing, that even the thieves had to turn and appreciate, which created a conduit, a channel from that flow of devotion and that ocean of the Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam, the unlimited ocean of transcendental bliss, that it affected them also, and they began to chant. The entire road was filled with puffed rice and small conch shells. So somehow or other, I don't know what that's like, but it certainly adds to the Mahotsava. This is a great enthusiastic gathering for a purpose. And look at this, they're with the bananas and the mango leaves and the ghee lamps, and let's put this, and we have plates full of rice and yogurt and puffed rice is on the ground. And somehow or other, it's all connected to increasing the importance of the activity, the enthusiasm of the activity, and it's gains a certain momentum. Do not consider these topics an exaggeration. Such thing happens wherever Krishna enjoys. So this is just a principle where God wants to enjoy, the environment manifests, and it's eternal. God has the desire eternally. I am probably somewhere along the line here going to lose the rest of my electricity. But I think we could probably go for another 15 minutes. So it'll have to be a shorter class. But I'm glad that, because now I'm getting enthusiastic. Such things happen wherever Krishna enjoys. His determination is an absolute fact. And that's why Vrindavan is so beautiful, because God wants, when he wants to enjoy the most intimate love, variety is the spice of life. He also likes to enjoy reverential love. But when he wants to enjoy the highest degree of intimate love, an environment manifests. That's the science of sacred space. According to, because we have that propensity, according to our desire to enjoy, we make a particular environment. And according to the, and enjoyment means through particular relationships. So when we want to enjoy through particular, we want to enjoy a friendship, and you know, we have a game room and a basement downstairs. I know family life, we have a living room. Romantic is another environment. This all exists in the ultimate reality. So this is what happens when God wants to enjoy kirtan. The roads are filled with puffed rice. There's ghee lamps. There's, and this gives us a sense. The Kindradumna Swami is very expert at organizing things like this and creating that atmosphere that so the devotees can act them. In the Bhagavatam, it is stated that 900,000 jeweled palaces manifested within the blinking of an eye. Why not? At that time, when the Lord of the Brahmins enjoyed water sports with the Yadavas in that abode of Dwarka, by his sweet will, the celebrated salty ocean transformed into an ocean of nectar. These confidential topics are described in the Harivamsa. Therefore, do not maintain any doubt in this regard. The same Lord now became overwhelmed as in his own kirtan, and all auspiciousness automatically manifested. So that's the most important thing. God becomes enthusiastic. And it seems that it is sequential, but it's eternal. And he becomes enthusiastic and he begins to dance. And the crowd went wild. There's a famous picture of Prabhupada in San Francisco Rath Yatra, 1974. Yeah, 1974, and it was unbelievable. The Rath Yatra card came right into the stage. I was in the audience. I hadn't joined Krishna consciousness yet. And Prabhupada's Rath card came onto the stage, and the best kirtaneers on the stage. And then Prabhupada had a white sweater and a red garland, and Prabhupada raised his arms. And this is maybe a more American statement, and the crowd went wild. So this is what's happening. As the Lord danced along the bank of the Ganges, everyone in front and behind the Lord chanted the name of Hari. Advaitacharya led his group to the front and danced in ecstasy as they proceeded along. So Advaitacharya is leading one group. Next, Haridas, in an ocean of happiness in Krishna consciousness, danced beautifully as he proceeded along by the Lord's order. Thereafter, Srivas, who is full of happiness in Krishna consciousness, danced in the procession. In this way, the devotees danced in front of the procession. They were each surrounded by a group of singers. The pandemic, we're enjoying many ways. There are a lot of benefits, but that's what we're missing. You know, those kirtans. Lord Gaurasundara danced most enchantingly as he followed behind. All the devotees began to sing sweetly. Those who never sang before also engaged in singing. Murari, Mukunda Dutta, Ramai, Govinda, Vakrasya, and Vasudeva were among the devotees present there. They all danced and sang around the Lord, who continued along in ecstasy. So we should have this, that the senior Vaishnavas begin dancing in front of the procession, and Lord Chaitanya goes back, and then they join together, and then the ecstasy increases. And then Nityananda and Gadadhar went along on either side, and they floated in the nectarian ocean of ecstatic love. And as Mahaprabhu danced along the path, millions of people rushing to see him, light from millions of torches reflected like the moon rays on the bodies of everyone. So the torches were there. Millions of large torches burned in the four directions, and millions of people chanted the name Hari in four directions. On seeing the Lord's dancing and his wonderful transformations of love, all the people of Nadi were overwhelmed in ecstasy. So you have to hear the madangas in your mind, and you have to see the torches, and you have to see Advaitacharya dancing, you have to see Srivas dancing, and all the great devotees began singing in ecstasy. And everyone just became swept off their feet. Just became completely swept off their feet in the ecstasy of the chanting. And then what's going to describe is Lord Chaitanya's internal mission, because he's not just chanting. But internally, it's bringing his devotion to this level of rasa where he becomes absorbed in his aspiration for the mood of Radha, and his body begins to transform. And he falls on the ground, and there's dust, and he cries, and it washes it away. And then he's shivering and perspiring, and the hairs of his body are standing on end. And even the atheists watching this, they're just astounded. And so the entire city of Navadvip, and it was a prominent place at that time, became filled with the vibration of Krishna's name. And everyone just began to join in the dancing. And they begin to sing the Maha Mantra. And as they come on different places, then somehow or other, there would be groups of people that would join together in little groups playing instruments, because people there are very, very talented and musical. So you have all these groups now, as it's going, the little groups of people with instruments that are joining in, and they all sang, Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadav Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudan Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudan Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudan. And the ecstasy continues. Like, it's hard to stop because, I mean, and then some people are dancing alone and some groups of 5 or 10. And they held their torches and their pots in their hands, and somehow they were clapping at the same time. And it just appeared that there was just a Vaikuntha. Amazing scene. Okay. I think this is going to go off soon. If people could just say hello and I can get a sense who's there, that would be nice for today.
Hari Bol Maharaj, thanks for giving class, even if you have to do it on your phone.
That's not such an austerity, but... But thank you, Jamila. Okay, who else is there today?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Savita.
Oh, hey, bro, Hare Bro. Great. Who else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the class.
Nice to see you all. Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much. Thank you. Beautiful class.
Thank you, Hare Bro. Good. Who else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hi, Krishna. Hi, Bo. Hello.
Thank you, Samara.
Krishna Premi. Good to see you. Still in Mayapur. Still in Mayapur. Yes. How fortunate. You can't buy a ticket out. Amazing. Okay, good. Okay. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. It's Akiko.
Okay, Kiko. Who else?
This is Sudama Maharaj.
Okay, I see Nityangi and Sudama.
Yes, Hare Krishna, okay. Yeah.
Hare Bo.
Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. It's Lisa.
Hare Bo. What's your son's name again?
Elijah,
Hare Bo. Okay, anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Chinmay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who is that? Hare Krishna, that was who?
Chinmay.
Okay, Chinmay, Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Okay, who else?
This is Sevanandini. Hare Krishna, thank you.
Hare Bo, good. Okay, who else?
Hare Bo Maharaj, it's Yamuna.
Hare Bo and Lisa.
Hare Bo.
Hare Bo.
Big storm here yesterday.
Yeah, we got lucky, Maharaj.
Well, you're supposed to say, let those tornadoes happen again and again.
Again.
we were like standing at a 30 degree angle while the wind was pushing us. We felt like we were Titanic.
Okay, good. Okay, who else?
Hare Krishna Gurudev. It's Raja Devi.
Raja Devi, Hari Bo. Good. Who else?
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Tota Gopinath here.
Tota, Hari Bo. Good. Who else?
Gail here, Maharaj.
Gail here. Hari Bo, Gail, Hari Bo.
Hari Bo.
Okay.
Hare Krishna Gurudev, it's Lal Govinda.
Hari Bo, how come you guys have electricity and we don't?
It came on at like 4 o'clock this morning, so it's only been on for a little bit. So,
but the guru should enjoy before the disciples.
I agree.
Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Don Cayley. Thank you for class.
Oh, Hari Bo, Jai. Okay, who else? Okay, we probably have time for maybe one or two realizations, reflections. Jamuna Jaya, do you have a reflection? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there, Maharaj. I loved what you said about modern cities destroy our inner sentiments. And I was thinking about how, our finer sentiments. And I was thinking about how, you know, man goes to the city to make money, but what's the first thing they do? They're like, we got to get to our country house. And it's so true. They can, you know, the city's just for like this, but the country is to experience God. So I love that.
Prabhupada would quote the British poet Cooper. His name was Cooper, K-O-W-P-R. And he said, the city is made by man, the country is made by God.
God.
Yeah. So true. Okay. Good. Anybody have a reflection? One second here. Let's see. Okay, so I have two more minutes of phone left. So they say a good class is you don't draw it out. You end before it should end. So then there's still some enthusiasm. But thanks, you know, we able to have class today. Okay. Okay, Hari Bo. Bye.